We have a couple of messages today about discipleship. And I might need a helper. Brian, do you want to come and help me about talking about discipleship? All right. Now, this is a big word, discipleship. And it has to do with traveling close. That's going to be our first message today. Now, discipleship is kind of a big word. Do you know what discipleship means?
No.
Okay, let's break it down. Do you know what a disciple is?
Yes.
Do you know what a ship is?
Yes.
So what do you think a discipleship is?
A ship that disciples go on.
A ship that disciples go on. That is a good guess. That's what I thought it was too. But it turns out that's not what discipleship is. So disciple is a word that means learner. So when you disciple someone, you're teaching them something. So a disciple is one who is taught. Kind of like you are a disciple in school, right? Because you have a teacher. And she's teaching you things. That makes you kind of a disciple. You're someone who is learning. And discipleship is, a ship is full of people, right? So when you're full of something, that means that you're full of learning. So the discipleship is being full of learning. So Jesus has all of these disciples, right? And he gives them some very specific instructions. But before that, he actually gives instructions all throughout the Bible. You know, Jesus does a lot of teaching. In fact, he does more teaching than almost anything else. Because he does, you know, he does healing and miracles and stuff. But most of the time, he was teaching. He was a teacher. In fact, most people called him teacher. And so, do you know any of the lessons that Jesus taught? How about love? Do you think Jesus taught us about love?
Yes.
Yes. Do you think Jesus taught us to love God? Do you think Jesus taught us to love our families?
Yes.
Yes. What about our friends?
Yes.
Okay. What about our enemies?
Yes.
You think Jesus taught us to love our enemies?
Yes.
What? That's true. You're right. Jesus did. He said, love your enemies, and even said, pray for people that hurt you. Well, that's a hard thing to do. But what Jesus was saying was the more love that we have, that we give, and the more love that people feel, if everybody loved one another, then there would be no enemies, right? So that's what he was trying to do, is trying to get everybody to love one another. Okay, let's talk about something else. Here's another lesson Jesus taught was about sharing. Now, what do you think Jesus said about sharing? You think he was yay for sharing or down for sharing? Yay for sharing. Yeah, so he said, okay, if you have something, like let's say you were a dog in a coat. Okay, and you had an extra coat. And there was another dog that didn't have a coat. Should you keep both those coats for yourself, or should you share your coat with the other dog?
Share your coat with the other dog.
That's right. We need to give to people who are in need, right? If we have something that we can give and somebody else needs it, we need to share it with those in need. And you know what Jesus said? He said that if you give to someone who needs food or water, or clothes, or even a visit, some just like visiting them. It says, if you do that for someone in need, it's like you're doing it for me, for Jesus himself. So that's a good reason to share and do all those things. All right. Well, our scripture today, the scripture that Eloise is going to read in a little bit, Jesus gives a lot of instructions to his disciples. Because they've all been filled with this learning, right? They have discipleship, so they're filled with learning. And he wants them to go out and spread that learning to other people who need to hear these great messages. So, I'm going to send you out like Jesus did. I'm going to send you out into the world. But remember, our first thing today was travel close. Jesus said to his disciples, you could travel close by. So I'm going to say, you're going to stay close by. And I have lost all of the messages that I was going to preach about today. They're all scattered around here. But they're close. There's some in the narthex, or in the Sunday school room, or in the fellowship hall, or in the kids' room. So I need you to help me find them, okay? And bring them back here. All right, there's five of them. And they look like they have a Jesus instruction on the top. So if you see anything that says Jesus instruction, pull it off and then bring it back. Okay, can you do that?
Yeah.
All right, off you go. And Sharon's going to help you. And while I send our young disciple out into the world. I want to tell you a little bit about that Jesus did. He told his disciples to travel close. He said, don't go to people like the Samaritans that hate you or the Romans that don't like you. Stick to the people who you know. Stick to the Jewish people. And one of the reasons was he was trying to say that there's enough need right in our own community. We don't need to go necessarily right outside our own community. And another reason was that he knew that this was going to be their first time going out. And so he knew that they were probably going to make some mistakes. And so my guess is that he wanted them to go to people who are generally friendly and understanding. It's kind of like if you were to open up a restaurant, right? They have what is called a soft opening. What is a soft opening? Well, it's like you're running the restaurant like you would run a restaurant. You got your wait staff and your chefs and the menu and everything is going like it's supposed to go. But the guests are all friends and family and invited people. And they're all people who, if your waiter messes up the order or it comes out wrong or this, they'll go, it's okay. You know, these things happen. As opposed to if you open up for people who are going to write nasty reviews for you on Yelp, then that gives you an opportunity to fail, to make mistakes. And I think that's why Jesus sent his disciples close by, not to people who would be immediately hostile towards them, but people who would be forgiving and would allow them to kind of ease into this idea of spreading this message, because it was going to be something he knew that would be very hard. But also he knew that there were people that were close that needed to hear it. And I think the message for us is that we don't really need to go that far to spread these messages, to spread these messages of love and of caring and compassion and grace, because there are people right outside our doors that need to hear these words. And so as we think about what it means to travel close, then we can also see where our opportunities are, where there are the sheep without a shepherd here in our own community. Amen? All right. Brian, did you find all of the instructions? Okay, bring them up here. Let's see what you found. Okay. Are they in order? Are they all different, all out of order? Do you think they're in order? Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay, we got them in order. Okay, this is Jesus' instruction number one. All right. Let's see. Okay. What do you think this means?
No money.
No money. So Jesus told his disciples, he sent them out into the world and he said, don't take any money with you. Don't take any gold or silver or even copper. Like, don't even bring any pennies. No money. Why do you think he didn't want them to bring any money?
Because if they charge them, Jesus doesn't want them to accept it.
Okay. So if they charge them, Jesus doesn't want them. Oh, they don't want them to take any money for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. He said, we're just giving this away for free. So don't worry about any money. Well, I thought, well, maybe he doesn't want them to worry about buying stuff, but he has to bring all the stuff with them, right? Like, you got to bring your own food and bring your own clothes and like a tent and all that stuff so that you don't have to worry about getting the stuff when you're out there. Yeah, that's what I thought. But then, let's look at this next instruction. What do you think this means?
Don't bring any stuff?
Don't bring a bag. Don't bring an extra change of clothes. Don't carry a walking stick. Don't bring an extra walking stick. Don't even bring any extra shoes or sandals. Don't bring a bag. Like Eloise was talking about, she doesn't go anywhere without her purse. He said, look, no purses even. No purses, no bags. Nothing. Man, can you imagine if you were just like, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm going to start walking. I'm going to head to Chicago. And I don't have any stuff, no money and no stuff. How long do we think? Yeah, how long do you think I would last if that was me?
I don't know, like 6 months.
Oh, 6 months. That's pretty generous. You think a day?
2 days.
2 days. Well, maybe. I think I probably last 2 days. That sounds about right. Well, here's why I think Jesus was saying that. Because in Jesus' time, it was the idea of hospitality was really important. Do you know what hospitality is?
No.
Hospitality is if someone comes to your house and you invite them over and you have like dinner for them and give them a place to stay, that's showing hospitality. So it's letting people into your home to have a meal and have a place to sleep if they need it, give them some extra clothes if they need it. And that kind of thing was very important in Jesus' time. And so when he sent his disciples out into the world, he didn't want them to rely on themselves. He wanted them to rely on all the other people. Because remember, he was remember what disciple meant? That they were full of learning? So if they stayed like at a hotel in a room by themselves, who would they be able to tell all the things they learned to?
No one.
But if they had to stay with someone, like a friend or somebody they met in town, if they had to stay with them, then they could share their learning with that person, right? Because they would be sharing, they would be having dinner together and staying at their house. So he wanted them to say, listen, you're not going to take anything with you, so you're going to need to find a place, somebody that will take you in. All right, let's see. Okay, that brings us to our third and our fourth one. All right, these kind of go together. What do you think this means?
Find a mat, not stairs, nothing. No stairs.
That's a stair. What does this word mean, welcome?
Find someone that will welcome you.
Yeah, find someone that will welcome you, and then avoid what?
Avoid people who won't welcome you. It's like a big lock on their door.
Right, it's a big lock on their door. So we want to find people who will welcome you. Right? So he says, find people who are going to let you stay with them. And that is what I was talking about before, about hospitality. And then avoid people who are like, don't come over here. In fact, you know what Jesus said? He said, you know what you should do for people who are not really nice to you? Just forget about them. Don't even worry about those people. He said, listen, if someone is not nice, if someone is kind of mean or whatever, he says, don't let that get in your head. Don't worry about that. Don't take it with you. Just leave it there and go to the next place. You know what he even said? He even said, if there's dust on your feet from that place, don't even bring the dust with you. Shake off the dust. Don't bring anything with you if somebody is mean. You know why? Because Jesus believed what kind of goes around comes around. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
What goes around comes around. So when people are in need and there are people that don't want to help them, what happens if they're in need? So if you had a need and I said, I'm not going to help you, I don't want to help you out, and then I needed your help, you might say, no, I don't want to help you. You were really mean to me. So if it goes around, it kind of comes around. So that's what Jesus said. Just don't worry about those people. You don't have to worry about them. They'll get what's coming to them. And so we don't have to worry about that. All right, here's the last one. What does this mean?
No calling.
No calling. No phones. They couldn't bring their phones with them.
There was no phone.
There was no phones. You're smarter than I thought. You know a lot about stuff. There were no phones. So the phones, though, everybody here, I bet, carries a phone with them most of the time. Maybe not everybody. But I see a lot of people nodding. Yeah, we carry our phone. Can you imagine leaving your house without your phone? Perish the thought. Well, those times, not only did they not have phones, you're right, they didn't have phones, but when they would go far away from their home, they didn't have a way to communicate with the people back home. So they were kind of cut off. That's why a lot of people, they didn't travel too far from their homes. They didn't go very far away because there was no way to communicate to let people know that they were safe or they were in trouble or anything. So that's how Jesus sent them out and said, you're going to have to go out. You're not going to be able to have any communication with your families. You're not going to be able to talk to them. But he did give one instruction, not in this chapter, but in a different time when he sent his disciples out. He did give them one instruction. And you know what that was?
What?
What do you see up here on the screen?
Two people.
He never sent anyone out by themselves. He always sent them out in pairs at least. So even though they didn't have their phones, they at least had each other. And they sent them out because he knew that it was going to be hard going on these journeys. And so they all had traveling companions. somebody that they could rely on. Somebody that if they were in need, then the other person would help them out. And if the other person was in need, they could help them out. And so when you travel in pairs, it's always one person that you can always help one another. And you know what? It's Father's Day today, you know? Yeah. And that's kind of what fathers are like. They are like traveling companions. It's people that you go on your journey through life with. And they can help you out, and you can help them out. So the Father's Day is sort of like celebrating our traveling companions and people that help us get through life. And so Jesus would always make sure that everybody had a traveling companion, which was good because they didn't have money, they didn't have clothes, they didn't have phones, they didn't have anywhere to stay, but they had each other. And so I think that everybody in this church here, I think these people are all kind of like our traveling companions, right? Because when we go through life, everybody here, we can all help each other out as we go through this life. So I want everybody here to turn to someone next to you and say, thank you for being my traveling companion. Thank you for being my traveling companion. And turn to someone else and say, thank you for being my traveling companion, if you haven't already. So we don't have to go it alone. We have traveling companions. And the people said, amen. All right, you can have a seat. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the instructions that Jesus has given us this morning. We know that it is hard to go without. We know that it is hard to rely on the unknown. But Lord, we are thankful that we do not have to go it alone. We are thankful for all of the traveling companions that we have in our lives. We are thankful for those who are sitting right next to us, those who have raised us, who have taught us, those to whom we can reach out, even if they are not close to us, we can reach out in different ways, knowing that there are so many resources for us along our way. Help us to see that there are companions for our journey, that we do not have to go it alone. Help us to reach out to those when we are in need, help us to remember to reach out. And Lord, help us to seek out those who are in need of having a place to stay, who are in need of having some companionship, people who are on their own journey and are in need of a companion. We pray this in your blessed name. Amen.